This is Dr. Mejia, dictating for patient Neville Caulfield, C-A-U-L-F-I-L-D, medical records 149-575, date of birth 6/28/1952, referring physician Dr. Courtney Summers, procedure performed. Procedure performed, EGD colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsy, state of the procedure 422-2022, indication, screening for colon cancer, history of colon polyp, history of Barrett's esophagus, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, irregular Z-line, biopsy taken without Barrett's, number 2, polyp in the body of the stomach, number 3, polyp in the fundus of the stomach, number 4, internal hemorrhage, next number, diverticulosis coli, next number, transverse colon polyp, next number, suboptimal preparation, pre paragraph death of insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, second for the colonoscopy, complications known immediately, medication aspirin, monitor anesthesia care. Withdrawal time was 6 minutes, preparation was suboptimal, pure paragraph. Over the procedures, the colonoscopy template, pure paragraph findings, and rectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1 period. The rectal sigmoid colon, there's a diminished polyp about 2 millimeters, removed by co-biopsy, polypectomy, pure paragraph. The sigmoid colon, there's a diminished polyp about 3 millimeters, pair removed by co-biopsy, polypectomy, pure paragraph. Rest of the sigmoid descending colon shows scattered diverticulosis present, pure paragraph, and inflection pure normal. No other gross lesion seen in the sigmoid descending colon, pure in the transverse colon. There's a CSA polyp about 8 millimeters removed by scattered polypectomy, pure paragraph. Otherwise, no gross lesion seen in the transverse colon, pure paragraph, hepatic flexure ascending colon, cecum. No gross lesion seen, pure paragraph. Examination causes suboptimal, some liquid in solid stool pressure residual present throughout the colon, period. Small flat lesions could have been missed, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1 for pathology reports, number 2, on transplantations, number 3, avoid NSAIDs, number 4, monitor clinical, number 5, patient need a repeat EGD in 3 years for surveillance of errors. Every patient may need a repeat colonoscopy in 6 months given the suboptimal preparation during this exam.